this is absolutely the God's honest truth. So when I was 13, 14, with my dad, we were up at his cabin in Oneida County at 160 acres, and we were going to build a deck. And so I was helping. He would even do the measuring. And he would even watch me trying to cut the decking. And after about the fifth or sixth time, he was like, son, some people can do stuff like this. And then there's people like you. Hire it out. Because you just don't get it. And so I kind of like the woodworking thing. And I kind of like things like that. But I just can't do it. I just can't. It's impossible. I can destroy it, put it back together. I make Tim Taylor look smart. So don't even ask, but I can destroy stuff. You need that wall taken down. Take a sledgehammer, Brian, knock that down. I'm your guy there. I'm just saying. But that's really cool that you were able to just learn this stuff all on your own. A lot of trial and error?
Yeah. There's been some error. But Chuck comes to the rescue, I think, sometimes.
What a guy.
Shakes his head and says, I just don't know. Put your glasses back on. The left side of that retail space is old stone. And I'm going to expose that stone. So if you want to come down with a sledgehammer and take off old sheetrock and plaster, you feel free. Because I really want to expose that.
There are some
stone on
there are days I'm pretty frustrated here, and it's like, I want to take a sledgehammer to these computers. So, yeah, I might have to take you up on that. Well, yeah. Chuck, for Father's Day, I guess I got to buy you a beverage, man. God love you.
We are going to be in the Wisconsin Dells next weekend for our Bronco rally because we have old Bronco.
I'm just telling you.
We will be gone.
His honey... his sweetheart account has a lot of credits in there that you're going to have to pay back. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Chuck wants to go with the boys somewhere. He gets to make a withdrawal out of that account. And
I know.
Sandy gets to just smile real nice and shake her head and say, have fun, honey.
I know. I couldn't do it with all of them. And like my mom, she works the shop for me. She's really helpful, and she comes to my rescue when I need time. And I couldn't do it without her. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that, my mom is pretty great.
And yes, we're running incredibly late, but that's all right. I can make that this other stuff up. What do you think your dad would be thinking right now?
Oh,
your dad was such a fan of this community. He helped me so much with the radio station when we were trying to first get it on the air. So what do you think he'd be thinking? What do you think he's thinking right now?
He always thought I was crazy. And I think he still thinks that I was crazy, but I think he would support, as he always did, my effort to make our town better. I want to make the apartments we have nicer. I want to make the storefronts nicer. I want to make Durand a more wonderful place. And we both do it in our own way. He did it in his way. I'm doing it in mine. People say, you should be on city council. You should run for mayor. No, it's all right. I'm good.
I think that's why you think you'd be crazy, but you think he'd be, because he worked in the school district for agriculture education and that sort of thing back in the day. So he was, you think he'd have been one of those guys, he'd have been next to Chuck going, I can't believe she did this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He would just, why did she do that? I mean, where did I go wrong? I mean, were you like that as a kid wanting to work with tools? And
oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, were you? Okay, you were the kid that was taking stuff apart.
We built forts, and we're in the woods, and even when I was in high school, we built a new cabin up north. When I was in high school, I have my own wall that I built. I was in school, I helped with the retaining wall. There's pictures of me driving big spikes in through railroad ties. And
I just think it's for your dad. Be like, God, she's crazy. What is she doing?
Yeah. Even I think my mom now still thinks I'm crazy, but she's always there to support me.
That's what parents are supposed to do.
And I've got good kids, too, and they support me, too. My daughter Lexi paints with me, and my daughter Evelyn shakes her head. And so everybody has their own
contribution. Shakes her head, but just does it right.
Right.
It's called free labor. Shh.
that slave labor.
Yeah, know? Exactly. That's yeah. what it's, that's what kids were for. You bet. That's right. what they still are for. I even that's make right. my daughter do stuff.
Their life know? Skills.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
I tell the children that they're gaining life skills.
Exactly. Well, again, Sandy, congratulations. We'll follow this, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that whole sign exposed again for the White Bear Building. That's, I guess, right. what we're just going to have to call it. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brian.
Sandy Bauer with Stargazers. It's 904. ABC News is next.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report from the Labor Department this morning showing 272,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy in the month of May, significantly more than what was expected. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This report puts into question this idea that the jobs market is significantly slowing down. Investors on Wall Street have been hopeful that jobs and inflation are cooling enough that the Federal Reserve will finally be able to cut high interest rates. Stubborn inflation and high wage growth might make that rate cut less likely. So far this year, the S&P 500, which is what's reflected in most Americans' retirement accounts, is up 12%.
President Biden has publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Zelensky for the six-month delay in U.S. military aid that was held up in the House of Representatives. The prosecution wrapping up its case against Hunter Biden, who is accused of lying about illicit drug use on a federal form required to buy a gun. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Viewers watching Thursday's SpaceX launch online saw what looked like a special appearance by SpaceX founder Elon Musk. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Elon Musk on a stage before SpaceX workers was offering a special crypto deal.
Receive back double the amount of your deposit within 5 minutes.
But listen to how some of his words were pronounced.
Everything is fast, simple, and transparent.
A little later.
You're guaranteed to receive double the amount back.
And finally.
Bitcoin can become a reliable digital asset.
The deepfake apparently meant digital. It's not clear how many people fell for the YouTube crypto scam. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A major upset at the Cricket World Cup as the USA team beat Pakistan by 5 runs in Dallas on Thursday. Team USA now leads Group A ahead of India, Pakistan, Canada, and Ireland. USA captain Manang Patel says the win reintroduces the game to a lot of Americans. The U.S. faces India in New York Wednesday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A call to close Wisconsin's aging prisons from the Dodge County Sheriff. Dale Schmidt says the more than 100-year-old Waupun Correctional Institution is being operated in a dangerous and reckless manner. Schmidt also noted that Waupun and Green Bay Correctional Institution are two of the 10 oldest prisons in the U.S. Security details for next month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee are being contested. Coalition to March on the RNC and the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit Wednesday alleging the rules governing parade and protest activity unlawfully limit First Amendment rights. And the Dane County Medical Examiner identified a couple killed in a house explosion last week. Rudolph and Ursula Niederhauser died at the scene of the May 28th explosion at their home in the Dane County town of Springfield. The cause and manner of death are still under investigation, as well as the cause of the explosion.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month salute brought to you by Chippewa Valley Energy. Visit them online at ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm after midnight, our low 56. Tomorrow, sunny 73. Same for Sunday, sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Bye.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. 9:14 on the way. We're going to talk with Marissa Kohler with the Kohler Farms about the dairy breakfast coming up tomorrow. That's on the way. First, here's Carrie Underwood.
Should have known by the way you passed me by, there was something in your eyes and it wasn't right. I should have walked, but I never had the chance. Everything got out of hand and I let it slide. Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid games. I wish my life could be the way it was before I saw your face. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Your name and I never will. And all your things, well, I threw them in the trash. And I'm not even sad. Now you only have yourself to blame for playing all those stupid games. You're always gonna be the same. Oh no, you'll never change. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And I'm Brian Winnikins on this Friday morning as we continue our look at the Wisconsin dairy industry, specifically our host families for our area dairy breakfasts. And tomorrow is the Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast at the Kohler Farms. And all this week we've been talking about the Kohler family farm and some of the things they do on the farm to help protect the cows, the milk, the soil, the water, and more. And right now we're going to talk with Marissa about the dairy breakfast tomorrow. And again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our broadcast. Well, Marissa, you're kind of like the family's been on the Pepin County Dairy Promotions Committee for as long as I've known you. You in 2020 came up with this great idea of a drive-through dairy breakfast, which I just thought was great during the COVID thing. So what are some of the things that you've really liked about being on the Dairy Promotions Committee?
I think it's just a sense of community in working with each other to promote dairy, and also understanding that we are helping the people in our community promote their product. And so just that sense of community, I think.
Was that something you always wanted to do, or were you encouraged by your mom and dad?
Didn't really have a choice when I was little.
Encouraged by mom and dad. We'll call it that. We'll just call it that. Okay, so what are some of the things that we're going to be able to do tomorrow at the breakfast?
Yeah, so obviously enjoy a dairy-filled dairy breakfast. We'll have pancakes made with milk. You'll have sausage, cheese curds, yogurt, milk, juice. You can get a nice ice cream cone or ice cream in a dish. We'll have fried cheese curds, deep-fried cheese curds. Those go over very well. So a really nice meal. You'll also be able to see the cows out in the pasture. You'll be able to potentially walk through the barn. We will have a bunch of things for the kids to be doing. So they can be playing in a bouncy house. They can be playing the 4-H games. We will have...
You guys obviously will be here, but to answer questions about the farm. But a lot of the things we talked about, you're going to have some learning stations about that too, right?
Yep, there will be a walking tour available. So at different spots on the farm, John talked about the agronomist, John talked about the nutritionist. So we'll have different people that are huge parts and resources for our farm available on the farm to answer questions that people may have as they walk around the farm tomorrow.
Talking with Marissa Kohler. She's the daughter of Randy and Karma Kohler, owners of Kohler Farms, this year's hosts for the Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast going on tomorrow. Now, I have to ask, growing up, what was your chore here on the farm growing up as a kid?
Milking the cows and washing the exterior of the pipeline. Nobody else wanted to do it. Nobody else still wants to do it.
So you still have to do that now?
I still do it every probably 3-4 times a year, washing the exterior of the pipeline.
Now, I never asked your brother this, but he was in the background. He said you did nothing. Well, what did he do when you were growing up?
Drove a lot of tractor.
Oh, okay. Now, so you didn't do like the calf feeding and taking care of you had, or did you have to do that too, that gets dumped onto you?
Yeah, that was part of it too. I think we all had our roles when it was haying season. Everybody pitched in to get the crop down, to bale the hay, to unload it, mow it. And when chore time came around, someone had to milk the cows. And the calves always have to be fed too. So everybody had their part. When mom and dad were on vacation, John and I might chip together to do the chores together. And so you just make it all happen. And then we have a wonderful support also, Tony Hansen. And
I'm going to jump in, because the minute you said, well, when mom and dad were on vacation, John and I, we just worked together. Now I know why Tony's the helper, because come on, let's be honest. Tony was the referee.
Well, when we were little, and I mean little as in, middle school, high school, there were a lot of times that we did the chores on our own. Now I don't live on the farm anymore. I live quite a ways away, so I'm not as involved in the milking as I once was. And so there's a huge support system behind the family as well that helps get the job done.
Well, you don't help with milking though. You do help at harvest, because I've ridden with your brother your grandfather's fields are by my house. And I've been able to ride with them during harvest time. And you're right out there driving grain cart, aren't you?
You know, end of October is the rut for deer hunting, but it's also prime time to harvest grain. So I'm on call whenever I need to run grain cart or just drive gravity boxes to the co-op. My husband and I also farm now, so it's all hands on deck during hay season. It's all hands on deck during harvest, and we got to get the crop off. We got to get the job done.
That's great. Now, tomorrow's Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast is a free will donation. And Dairy Promotion Committee's always been really adamant to keep it a free will donation, haven't you?
Yes, we have. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of our local businesses, the other local dairy farmers, and just dairy supporters in general. So we try to keep it the free will donation. It's how we've always operated. We kind of take pride in that, and we just really are appreciative for the local businesses that help support and give us donations.
So again, come on out tomorrow to the Kohler Farms. Everything gets underway 6:30, just off of Highway 85. It's the Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast with those of you watching on YouTube, with everybody behind me and Marissa too. And you may have seen even the dogs as well. The dogs will be here as well. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our spotlight on Wisconsin's dairy farm families. This is WRDN.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the first June Dairy Month was celebrated in Wisconsin in 1939? Dairy Month was intended to showcase the national dairy industry in the face of drastic milk surpluses and plummeting milk prices. In 1944, Dairy Month was celebrated to promote dairy as vital to victory during World War II. Cheesemakers produce over 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheese. This message is brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union. 14 locations to serve you. WisconsinCU.org. Wisconsin Credit Union, where they say, we belong to you.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at WisconsinCU.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, cause I'm alright. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true.
They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
Well, I love
light's gone. Sang the rain on the roof on summer night, where they still know wrong from right. Sang a song about the heartland. Sang a song about my life. They still know wrong from the right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
A nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'll love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh. Dark.
where the wild things are.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs and Where the Wild Things Are, 9:37. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Fresh Art Tour, the spring tour, going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday until from 10 to 5 each day. This is a self-guided tour of studios and galleries throughout Pepin, Buffalo, and even parts of Pierce County as well. You can get a map where all of the locations are at freshart.org. That's freshart.org. And so you can check that out. Yeah, a lot of stuff happening this weekend for sure. Let's run down today in history for this June 7th. On this date, 1955, the $64,000 question appeared on TV. Okay. 1955 as well, that very same day, President Eisenhower would be the first president to appear in living color on NBC. Yep, on color TV. Wow. Everyone's like, wow, look at, he's in color. 1965, Sony Corporation unveiled their brand new home video tape recorder. It sold for $995 in 1965 dollars. Yo. 1976, the NBC Nightly News with John Chancellor and David Brinkley aired for the first time. I always liked John Chancellor. Also, in 1999, the FBI put alleged terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden on the Bureau's list of the 10 most wanted fugitives. In 2000, a U.S. district judge ordered Microsoft to shut down and restart, declaring the software giant in violation of antitrust laws. I guess Microsoft's, there's a legal version of the blue screen of death, just saying. Also in 2008, award-winning sportscaster Jim McKay passed away at the age of 86. He's best known for delivering the line, "The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat," before the opening of ABC's Wide World of Sports, which he had hosted for 37 years. Ah, Saturday afternoons, right? You bet. Also, in 2018, the Washington Capitals become Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. They beat the Las Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Las Vegas. That's what happened on the state in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk down 1 to 1990, August down 9 to 2017, September down 2 to 2008. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving up mostly higher this morning as expectations of some higher cash markets are expected, and that's helping to support live and feeder cattle markets along with some drops in the corn markets as well. Hog markets, though, they're moving mostly mixed, still higher in the nearby month due to some expectations of some higher pork cutout values. June live cattle up 65 cents to 182.47. August feeder cattle up $1.20 to 254.05. June hogs up 2 cents to 92.17. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly lower. Turkey says it will suspend or ban wheat imports for the next 4 months due to adequate supplies. That as the wheat market's taking a downturn, and that's pressuring corn and beans. Volatility will continue to ramp up as global grain supplies supplies have been shrinking over the last few months due to weather issues and global crop production. So continue to see that volatility in the market. But today, corn and beans, they are moving mostly lower due to that weakness in the wheat markets. New crop corn down 4 3/4 to 464 3/4. New crop beans down 12 1/4 to 1154 3/4. July wheat now down 13 3/4 to 625 3/4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, to your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. The years I spent just passing through, lying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile, take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every to where you are, others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road. that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis, Don't Tell Me What to Do. 9:51. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, Arkansas Creek Park Day coming up on June 15th. That'll be on Arkansas Creek Park. You can visit the Arkansas Fur Fishing Game Club's Facebook page for more information on that. Uh-oh, you know what that means? Time for another story from Files of Police Squad. Oh, silly people doing silly things. And going to the big house. We go to the great state of Massachusetts, where a Massachusetts man is facing charges of operating a boat under the influence after running his boat aground on Martha's Vineyard. Oops! Police found the 43-foot Hinckley Sportsbook stranded on the beach at Chappaquiddick Island late Friday night. Riley Blizzard failed field sobriety tests, and yeah, he was arrested. He and a passenger told police, "Really, it wasn't a crash of me driving while intoxicated. It was the result of a navigational error." Well, yeah, but the GPS system wasn't arrested. You were Mr. Blizzard.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA award winner Lee Bryce on the Whining Cougar main stage. Tickets are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
The 61st Annual Duran Fun Fest is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with Big D's Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show in Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Duran Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Duran Fun Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park in Duran.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if folks can't visit the dealership, they should visit the website at TomHeffernanFord.com.
Well, we have all the pictures of all our used cars in stock. We have the pictures, the prices, inside and out, all over what the equipment's got on the cars, seeing the vehicle in person, plus the same, our new cars are. See us on the internet, TomHeffernanFord.com, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, going to our 51st year. Our cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheap in the country.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Let me ride on that long black train.
But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Brother, for that long black train, that devil's driving that long black train.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Josh Turner and Long Black Train. 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks to Sandy Bauer from Stargazers for joining us this morning, talking about the building that housed our old studios. It's the White Bear Building, I guess. It used to be the White Bear Cafe. We think that was the very first business. So we're just going to call it the White Bear Building. It's pretty cool. And if you missed that interview with Sandy, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com, and just go to our